What? What now? Are you reenacting Madonna's Vogue?
Why don't we say 8? Why don't we say 8? Why don't we say 20 to 9? Do you know what? Why don't we go for 9? Unbelievable.
That was exactly my thought.
I think he does it. He likes to poke. Do you know what I mean? He just likes to...
These Three Media. Three men and a microphone podcast.
Hello and welcome to Three Men and a Microphone from These Three Media. Hope you are doing well. My name is Ian Barstow. Thank you so much for downloading the show. Glad you're enjoying it. Hello, Damien.
Hello, you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Do you know what? I'm all right. Yeah, good week. Not too bad. Looking forward to a cracking show. I've seen the schedule. Brilliant.
It's got up a few gaps in there, hasn't it?
To be fair, improvise.
This not having features, slightly, you know, we have to do a bit more work, don't we? It's a bit
slightly
annoying.
Slightly naked, but all excited, Ian.
Good. Hello, Darren.
Hi, how are you doing? Can I just say, Damien, you look really good, mate.
Oh, mate, thank you.
You're looking really tight and slimmer and...
Tight. That's a really weird term. You're looking very tight.
You know, round the neck area. You're looking very chiseled.
Don't think I've ever been described by one of my friends as tight, but I'll take that, Darren.
I don't know. Is he tight? You know, you were at the party the other week. Is he tight?
Anyway, let's get on with the podcast. Talking of health, and you know, it leads on slightly to my old age and how I think am I the oldest of us three?
Oh, by far.
By far.
Thank you. What year were you born, Damien?
Sorry?
What year were you born?
1980.
No, you weren't.
I was. I'm 1980.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're 40. Oh, yeah. I'm 42. Darren, when were you born?
1985.
Shut up. You weren't. You were 1979?
1980.
Right, okay. So I am older than you two by 2 years. And before we came on the record set, I've shaved my beard and I've shaved my head. And I looked in the sink when I was shaving my beard. And I was like, oh, my God, there's a lot of grey there. And it was like, oh, half of the hairs. And you know when you're, well, Damien, you don't, because you can't grow a beard. But Darren, you know, when you have a shave. You're going grey there, but literally, it doesn't look that grey on here. But when I was shaving, it was like, oh my God, there's so many grey hairs, and I'm like, I'm getting so old.
I went in for a kiss with the wife the other day, and my beard's grown in quite thick, and it's got like badger looks at it, and she threw me a bowl of mashed potato.
Badger. Just got to ask you something, boys. Actually, and I didn't want to be alone about this, and this may be something that you know. You mentioned the sink, and I got up in the middle of the night a couple of nights ago, and well, I was obviously, we've got our two daughters in their room, they're asleep. Then we've got our son and he's asleep in his room. So like, you've always got to be really quiet, and you think, I don't want to flush the chain or anything like that. So I'm thinking, right, need to be quiet. I'd had quite a erotic dream before I woke up. So when I woke up, I was at different heights, if you know what I mean. And the problem is, well, there was a bit of a dilemma. So I needed a wee, but obviously I couldn't particularly go for a wee in the toilet at that point, if you know what I mean. So the nearest thing to me was the sink.
Yeah, don't be graphic.
Oh, don't. You didn't.
So... well, I had a wee in the sink, but the problem was that I remember...
Damien!
I'd left my toothbrush on the side. And also, we've got a mirror over the sink, so that had a bit of it as well, to be fair. So I just wondered if any of you boys have ever weed in the sink.
To be honest, before you chime in there, Captain, if you can actually get it in the sink to do that, I'm really impressed, because the sink is belly height for me, so it would have to be the bath so we could...
To be fair, Darren, we didn't have a bath because I was in the ensuite.
Can I just suggest, Damien, why didn't you just sit down
Well, that's even worse. It would have been on the ceiling.
Oh, no, actually, yeah, you could have done it a bit like... do you remember that film with Justin Timberlake where he lies flat over the toilet and it points down and then you don't have to worry about it?
Yeah, there is that, actually.
Yeah, yeah. So you're almost like you're doing a plank on the toilet seat.
Okay. Have you ever weed in the sink?
No, because I'm not vulgar. Your wife would have gone in there in the morning and, you know, washed her face, cleaned her teeth.
She has no idea. Yeah, I asked her to... I said, babe, that sink could do with a little swill. Get the sink on
cleaner
it.
Out.
I want you both to picture the scene.
Oh, dear, I don't want a picture of the scene.
I don't
anymore.
Want to picture that scene either.
Seriously, picture the scene. I think I've said this on a previous podcast before. I sleep in the nuddy, right? Okay. So in the night, I might need to go for a wee-wee.
Okay.
But I am a rotund chap still. So I get up and there's this shadow of a rotund man trying to avoid the squeaky floorboards on the landing. My daughter wakes up and has a look. You'll be scarred for life.
See, that's... Why's your daughter sleeping in your bedroom?
No, along the hallway.
Oh. Oh, you've not got an ensuite, darling?
Flash git.
On your podcast feed, on your radio, and on your smart speaker, this is Three Men and a Microphone from These Three Media.
Very excited. A TV show's coming back on the telly, presented by one of my favourite scientific kind of spacey people, Sir Patrick Moore.
Oh, I heard about this today.
What? How?
In the night sky, there's the moon and the sun.
Anyway, that's my...
That was really good.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
That was really good. I remember this.
How? Because he's with the best one in the world and with much respect.
He's not doing it anymore. I take
it. Oh, okay.
A struggle, wouldn't I?
Yeah, I say he died about... 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
I was going to ask, is he still with us anymore?
No, he did. He has passed away.
Oh, bless him. Anyway, so basically, Game Master is coming back.
So good.
And I remember, now I'm not into computer games, but, you know, I don't know if they're going to do like a retro version. You can, you know, pick up your Commodore 64 with your big back telly and go on there and do something. I don't know how it's going to play out.
It was good though, wasn't it? Can you remember they used to have the Mario Kart games and it was, and they used to have the cheats as well. So they give you like all the cheats and the stuff. Such a good show that
up,
was.
Up, up, down, down, A, A, B, B, D, D, up, up, down, down, left, left, right, right. There you go.
Now, Dominic, someone presented.
Diamond.
Yeah. Dominic Diamond? The first one, but then did he leave and someone took over?
It was Dominic Diamond.
No, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking about the chap from Saved by the Bell, but that's a different guy.
No, it was Dominic Diamond. Dustin
Diamond, didn't it?
Dustin Diamond.
Screech Diamond.
Where are we going with this?
I was just saying Games Master is coming back, and I can't wait because I did actually quite like it back in the day. It was a great TV program. So, but I wanted to ask you boys... My first computer was a Commodore 64. Damo, what did you have as a child?
My very first computer, and I've actually still got it, because we, when we did the garage, there was like old stuff in there. And I won't tell you what it is yet, but my dad used to write the gameplay on the actual tapes, like the name of them, and do instructions and stuff. Don't get me wrong, when I first played it, you thought the house was going to take off. It took about 20 minutes for the games to load. But my goodness, was it great. Harrier Attack, Chucky Egg, Paperboy. The Amstrad CPC 464.
You had Paperboy on that.
Also, bit of a go back in time, one of Ian's interviews, which you can still get now on all good download thingies, is Colin, what's his name? He played Colin in EastEnders. In his office in EastEnders, he had an Amstrad. And I was always like, I've got that. Yeah.
Well, the first computer I remember using was a Sinclair. But it wasn't mine. My first computer I ever owned was an Amiga 600.
Yeah.
And I then went to an Amiga 1200, with an expandable hard drive of, I think it was 50 meg, not 50 gigabyte, but 50 meg that plugged into the PCI MCIA card. And that was my, so the Amiga 600 was my first ever computer I owned. And then I upgraded to an Amiga 1200 and I loved it. And I think it's still in my mum and dad's loft at home.
Did any of your computers crash like the game before it loaded to play it?
Yes.
Like, oh yeah, the totally.
Commodore 64, for example. If it crashed, you'd have to rewind it all the way back and start again.
Yeah, reload it.
Well, Commodore 64 is being relaunched as a... So you know you can get the mini Mega Drives?
Yeah.
So you get a Mega Drive that's sort of like a quarter of the size and it's got all of the decent games on there. They're doing a similar thing for the Commodore 64. So it's going to be the original Commodore 64 operating system, but it's going to have loads of games built in that you can then load, things like Paperboy and all of those, and Lemmings, the original Lemmings, and then all of that.
See, I think they were more popular than the Amstrad. I don't know too many people that had the Amstrad, because the Amstrad was still for a lot of kind of like programming and stuff. But I remember Daley Thompson's sport challenge, and you had like a joystick, and my goodness me, the blisters that I had, seriously, from that joystick.
I'll give you an example of Daley Thompson.
Go on.
Or you'd sort of do the, like that. That's Daley Thompson.
100%. When you're swimming. My goodness. But I found a lot of them. So I've got a NES. I've got a SNES.
You were one of them, were you?
Yeah, I was a Mario.
Nintendo.
Oh, you so whatever. Sega guy. Oh, Sega. Oh, I'm gonna play. Sonic.
Yes, Sonic. So I had a Sega Master System. Well, my brother bought a Sega Master System with Duck Hunt with a gun.
Yeah, my friend.
Then had
like
the Mega Drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Sonic and all of those. Yeah, no. I was well into my Mega Drive and my Nintendo was just so
done well, haven't they? Sega, to be honest, still around.
One more thing before we put the computer things to bed. I was reminiscing with an old school friend a couple of weeks ago, you know where, at the said party that we referred to last week on last week's episode. And do you remember, I don't know if you had these in your primary school or your high school, but the program that we had at school to do our computer schoolwork was called RM Nimbus, which was a blue screen, and it was just very...
On the BBC Micro?
Is that what you had?
I had BBC something.
BBC Micro with the large 5.5-inch floppy drives.
Yes.
Rather than the smaller. And just to talk about, I just want to show you my geeky t-shirt that came today. So that is the floppy drive saying, I am your father. And then it's a USB drive going, no!
I do like that. I do like that. Can someone tell me as well, where the flipping heck did your teachers wheel that telly from? Because they used to wheel the telly out to watch Look and Read and Geordie Racer. And then the telly went. But did you ever see where the telly went to? Because it was a massive thing. Seriously. I rode it once. I was like, whoa!
Not the safety, because the plug and the lead would always be in midair before it got to...
100%. 100%.
With a video player, a VHS player that was about the size of a house underneath it. Yes.
And why, as children, did you always used to laugh to the theme tune of like a program? So it was like, bow, 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 and you'd all go, listen to that. The acting was atrocious. Hi there, cross the road or don't.
I remember on it was like last day before holidays, and we was like, right, we can all watch a film. We're all going to watch a film. And it was like, you have to be careful. I think this was high school, so this would have been at the Lees High School. And it was like, you have to be careful. It's got to be a PG. Can't be anything too bad. So they brought out they played this Michael J. Fox film, and I can't remember the name of it, but there's a bit where a woman comes out of a lake and she hasn't got a top on. It's a PG. You can imagine 14-year-old, 15-year-old kids in that when that happened, and you can imagine the teacher's faces. Literally, watching this film, nice family-friendly film, it gets this bit, and then this woman literally walks out of this lake and she's got no top on, so you can see her breasts.
Let me know what film that is, Dennis.
I will. Yes, it's very funny. Yeah. So yeah, it was a different time.
Do you know something, though? It was classics. I mean, like, wordy and, you know, then look and read and all of that. And, you know, it was just... I mean, again, we'll have to get onto this another time. But do you know what? The 80s telly was fab. Really good.
Can I ask, Damien, are your children and Darren, actually, are your children doing coding as part of their school curriculum?
Not yet, but I know it is coming.
What is that?
Also, as well, just to be a bit retro, I've bought a DVD of retro programmes so my daughter can watch it, like Trapdoor, and there's like Dogtanyan and Danger Mouse and all that sort of stuff. So definitely going to have to sit down.
Free on YouTube, by the way.
I would recommend that if your children get a chance to do coding at school, get them to do it, because this is going to be as important as learning English and maths by the time they are sort of 18, 20-year-olds.
No, it's very true. My neighbour, actually, who is a Sky engineer, decided to do an open university course on coding.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So, yeah, definitely get...
It's all about, I have no clue what you're talking about.
So coding is what you do to make computer programs and apps and stuff like that. It's basically the C/\$, whatever. It's the language to code computers to make programs.
Okay.
So definitely get your children into coding because it's going to be massive in the next 15, 20 years, honestly.
Okay.
Get themselves a Raspberry Pi. Nice bit of coding. In fact, I think the BBC even do a computer now, like they used to, that you can give to your kids for about 30 quid.
You certainly know that he's read up on that story. Flipping heck, I bet he had his protractor in his hand as well, and his spirograph. Sad git.
Wasn't anything in my hand.
Like what you're listening to? Then don't forget to rate and review the podcast wherever you listen. This is Three Men and a Microphone Podcast.
By which, of course, I mean a mouse to control the computer.
I thought you were
going
to say...
No, I don't know where your mind was going, but my mind wasn't going there. So just because your mind went there doesn't mean it's rude. Okay. Talking of rude, I've got something to play you. I've got a song that I came across, and it's called The Dubious Song.
Mm.
You ready?
Yeah, love this.
There was an old farmer who lived on a rock. He sat in the meadow just shaking his fist at some boys who were down by the creek. Their feet in the water, their hands on their marbles and playthings, and at 4:30 there came a young lady. She looked like a pretty young creature. She sat on the grass. She pulled up her dress and she showed them her ruffles and laces, then white fluffy duck. She said she was learning a new way to bring up her children so they would not spit. While the boys in the barnyard were shoveling refuse and litter from yesterday's hunt. While the girl in the meadow was rubbing her eyes at the fellow down by the dock. He looked like a man with a sizable home in the country with a big fence out front. If he asked her politely, she'd show him her little pet dog who was subject to fits. And maybe she'd let him grab hold of her small tender hands with a movement so quick. And then she'd bend over and suck on his candy so tasty made of butterscotch. And then he spread whipped cream all over her cookies that she had left out on her shelf. If you think this is dirty, you can go f*** yourself.
That is the Assumption Song.
What I love about it is it's so clever because you think they're going to go one way and they just go whoosh.
It's not dirty. It is your mind that is making it rude. Now that, I found that on YouTube. And you know how sometimes you go onto YouTube and it goes, oh, you might be interested in this. So I came across a song from 1932. This is from 1932. And it's by a lady called Lucille Bogham. I'm going to play you a version where I've taken certain words out. And I want to see if you can sort of think what she is singing about. The quality's not brilliant. It's from 1932.
Big as the end of my thumb. I got someone gonna make a dead man all dead. Baby, won't you shave him dry? No, no, no. Won't you me, baby? Me until I cry.
Now, this is from 1932, when, of course, the world was a much lovelier place and there was no bad language and nothing at all.
She's a right little minx, isn't she?
So I'm going to play you the unbleeped version. Now, if you're listening to this, it may well be bleeped. In fact, it will be. But I'm going to play it. I just want your reaction. Don't be quiet. You know, let me know what you think.
I've got nipples on my... Big as the end of my thumb. I got something between my legs. I'll make a dead man all day. Baby, won't you shave them dry? Out, out, out. Want you to grind me, baby? Grind me until I cry. Say I f***ed all night and all the night is cold, baby.
1932.
Certainly need a wee now. Oh my gosh! I didn't even think they knew words like that. Then.
Reminds me of a song a few years back, like Eamon. It's called something. Write you back or something or other.
I mean, that was shocking. Yeah, what a little minx!
I'm gonna play you a couple more clips.
I'll baby, honey, I'd make you cry.
One more.
And my is made of brass. And my is made for waking me in $2 bed, gotten round to kiss my ass. Oh! Oh, daddy, save me.
I can't, for once, I mean, 1930, how did they even know stuff?
Lucille Bogan is her name, and it's called Shave 'em Dry. Which, of course, is obviously talking about the face shaving. Yes, anyway.
So there we go. The name of the, what's it called again?
Shave 'em Dry.
What makes me laugh is Ian puts on a Southern American accent to do this. Oh, well. Someone asked me the other day, what's your podcast about? And this is something we've been talking about a while. This is the personification of what this podcast is about. Three guys, middle-aged, having a giggle at very, very inane things. Welcome to Three Men and a Microphone.
These three media. Three Men and a Microphone podcast.
So we record, we're not doing this podcast live in your ears. We're not broadcasting live through the wonders of podcasts. We do record these. And I'm gonna share a couple of messages with you. So, you know, we record at a set time. It used to be 8 o'clock. It's now moved to sort of 9 o'clock because of certain different things. Yesterday, for one thing, Darren, a day early, got ready to record. Idiot.
Oh, yes, I did, yes.
He was actually there with his mic. He's all set up.
Yeah.
He'd even had a script. It hadn't even been released at that time. What was he doing? What was he reading?
And then it was like, oh, we're going to do, what time are we meeting? 9 o'clock. I said, oh, can we do between 8:30 and 9? Because I don't want to rush it sort of thing. Because Darren's got to get up early for his breakfast show and all that sort of stuff. And then we go, okay, we'll do 8:45. And then Darren goes, no, 9's fine. No rush for me, chaps. Okay, so let's do 8:45, I say. Damien Lee, 9 is fine for me if that's better, Darren. Darren. I can be on at 8:30. Let me know. Damien, FFS, Darren. Guys, can we just pick a time? I'll be there just before 9. Second week in a row, Darren.
Well.
What have I said?
And it was almost like it came through. And there's a lot of toilet conversation on this, but I was on the loo. And I just thought, I'm going to have 2 minutes. I've read the stories to the children. You know, I've packed away some stuff. I've prepared some paperwork for tomorrow. So I thought, right, there's only ickle chances when you've got 3 children of time where you get to yourself. So I thought, I'll go and have the toilet. And there, oh, it's like I should have... Burp, 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 burp. I thought it's his tone again. Burp, burp. I knew straight away, and I opened it, and I could see his little face. Oh. 8:35. I thought you absolute. I actually said, "You have to get ready for this one." I actually said, "What a tosser!"
Anyway, Darren, you've got a story about a big toe. Fill us in.
I can't remember if I brought this up in a previous episode, Ray, but I'm going to tell you it again anyway because I've got an update on it. Basically, during the summer holidays, I walk around my house in no socks or slippers.
Heathen.
Barefoot, right? And I was drying up, you know, a big dinner plate. It's not just a little dinner plate. It's a proper Sunday lunch, heavy, proper dinner plate. And it slipped from my hands, edge on, onto my big toe, square on. Not flat, but edge on, yeah? Full weight of it from chest height as I was washing, drying.
We all know that's about 2 centimetres for Darren.
Stop it. So it landed on my big toe, and I saw it fill with blood. There and then, and it throbbed all day. I couldn't even raise it up to elevate it. It was I could feel it going, vroom. If vroom had a feel, that was the feel.
I know exactly what you mean. Yes.
Right. Anyway, it took me about 3 days to the fact that I could actually walk on it properly again. Anyway, 3 weeks on, it is still black as a bin bag under my nail. It's still there. But it doesn't hurt anymore. There's your update. I have a black nail.
It takes, now here's one for you. Leave it about another week or so and then scratch your toenail and the bruisey blackness will come off in your fingernail.
Oh, no! No!
So the bruise, because the nail grows. So basically it's shedding. No, because it's dry, isn't it? So if you scratch away at your big toenail... The darkness will come away.
Oh.
And to be fair, Darren, once I had a nibble. It's got a real bitter taste.
No, stop it. I hate that. Anything like that, I'm like, no.
You're not a foot guy then.
Hmm?
You're not a foot guy.
Oh, God, no. No. Manky, horrible, hairy. I've never seen hairy.
If you ever pull your toenails as well, it's got like a bit of dry skin on it. If you get your teeth.
No. I remember
dry, waxy stuff.
Shut up, Damien. Shut up. I remember I had ingrown toenails when I was younger on my big toe.
Oh,
And they have to. So, and it got to the point where they were proper, really badly ingrown. It was getting infected. I had to go and get them taken out at the doctor's surgery. And I've had it done twice. The first time, they go in and they go, right, we're going to inject around your toe. You're going to get some anaesthetic. You won't feel it. All that sort of thing. And they come out with this needle, and you know, if you've ever had your teeth out, that's the worst bit. This bit, 10 times worse, because the needle goes in between the toe and the nail, and then all around the nail. It's the most, for a couple of seconds, it's the most painful thing in the world. And then they didn't use enough. So they sort of pressed it before and said, can you feel that? I was like, no, that's okay. So then they get these big plier things because they rip the nail out. And literally, they just started to rip. And it's like, no, it still hurts.
Oh.
I haven't put enough in. That was the first one. The second time I had to have it done, they wrap it up in a gauze and then they put a bandage around it. And they say, come back in a week and we'll change the bandage. So I go back in a week and they're like, they take the main bandage bit off and then they've got this gauze bit on. But the gauze bit, it started to grow over the gauze.
Oh.
So I had to stick my foot in a bowl of water to try and soften it. And then literally they had to just... Think of if you've ever had a wax strip. Think of that sort of... It was like, right, are you ready? 3, 2, like that. Oh, my God. It's the most painful thing in the world. So, yeah, feet are just nasty.
What was wrong with you as a child? You liked... You had Spirograph. You liked... Oh.
Got me out of PE for 18 months, that did.
You've had two stories of your foot, by the way. Oblige me. Let me have a second, because this one I will always remember since I was 10 years old. I had a verruca. Right? Now, it started off as two little black dots.
That verruca.
Yeah. Back then in 1990, when I was 10 years old, I'm assuming they didn't have bazooka, that verruca, or whatever it was. My mum and dad would bring something on it which smelt lovely, TCP. And they were putting TCP on it. Anyway, maybe a month went by. My mum and dad said, I'll tell you what we need to do. My dad said to my mum, Pauline, hold him down. Hold him down. My dad held my foot. I was face down on the sofa. My dad got tweezers, got into the verruca, yanked it out. It left a hole that you could fit a 50 pence into. And when it healed up, my dad could actually put half of his finger into my into the healed hole.
Oh no!
That'll be child abuse.
Did it? I mean, was it? Did it bleed?
It bled. I did have to go to the hospital. I got it all wrapped up and all that kind of stuff.
Did you cry your eyes out?
I screamed. I absolutely screamed. When I got to the A&E department, I remember this. I remember this like it was yesterday. The nurse looked at my dad and said, "What's happened to his toe?" My dad said, "We've held him down, yanked out a verruca with the root attached to it," right? Which was about a month old at this point. And the doctor went, "Let me just get my colleague."
Did they have a visit from social services after that?
I don't know.
What does the route look like? How long is it?
It looked like it's about, half the size of a it's like jelly, but solid jelly. Yeah, like hard skin but wet.
Oh God!
And it was about the length of your first your index finger.
In the like jelly but wet. This is why I love this show.
That is a true story. And if Darren, you my mum on this podcast, you will back me up on that.
Oh, yes. Darren, we've known Ian a long time. I need to ask you something genuinely, like a genuine question. We're talking about toes. Do you think Ian has ginger toenails?
Definitely.
He does, doesn't he? Do you have ginger toenails, Ian?
Couple of things. How would you have ginger toenails?
It's like jelly and wet. Okay, so you've had your stories, and to be fair, we've had a selection. So I'm going to give you another some choices, really, because I think we're on a bit of a flow tonight. So I wanted to give you a couple of choices of story because there's been quite a lot going on lately. So first one is Minaj, Sashay Away. There's number one. Number two, Shuffle with Boris. That's number two. Or you can go for number three, which is McGregor versus a fox.
Oh, two of them I really want to talk about. The Boris one I'm not bothered about, but there's two of them that I want to talk about.
Okay, right. Captain, your vote.
Okay, well, my vote would be for the Nicki Minaj and the Conor McGregor. Because I've got something to say on the Conor McGregor one. But I think we should do the Nicki Minaj one and then see where we go, I think.
Yeah, do Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj, here we go.
Here we go.
Get ready for it.
A lot of celebrities sometimes kind of like want to go on a different spectrum. So they're celebrities, right? Let the celebrities just be celebrities. So you're a celebrity for being a footballer. Brilliant. Okay, be a footballer. Great. All right. If you want to get involved, you know, in food and stuff like that, that the England player did, and, you know, school meals and stuff, I get that, right? Nice message behind it. And there is a problem with that. So, you know, he was flying the flag. Nicki Minaj, however, is not a doctor. Is not a qualified doctor. Okay, so let's read what she's put out on a tweet. So, my cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now, the girl called off the wedding, so just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision, not being bullied. Now, this was actually shown to one of the most placid guys, good old Chris Whitty. Even Chris Whitty almost called her an absolute twat.
You're not supposed to say it over it.
Sorry.
That doesn't work. Another edit.
Right.
Carry on.
She then went on to say to Chris Whitty, "I love him, even though I guess this was a diss, the accent. Yes, boo." Now, a lot of people have got on this and kind of... Now, look, we can all kind of have comments and sometimes regret them. But for the love of God, in the middle of a worldwide pandemic, the woman who sung Starships, which was actually one of our wedding songs, I'll talk to you about that another time, is now a medical expert. Now, please tell me, boys, because this has had an absolute... She's had a thrashing from Phil, from old Holly. Everyone's been on it. The the who else has been on about it. There's been people in America. Piers Morgan's kicked off about it. Everyone has been having their pennies worth. Guys, is she wrong or is she right?
No, she's wrong. She's stupid. She's got 16 or 26 million people following her, and she basically dangerous text and dangerous tweets. She sends it out to 26 million odd people, and it gets shared millions of times, and it's complete and utter hogwash. For one, I like this bit, because if you follow these sort of things on Twitter, a doctor will come on and go, actually, the reason why you may get swollen testicles is the fact that he's probably contracted an STI and had a bit of a last night little fling, and didn't want to say to his then future wife that he'd done the business on the stag night, and that's the reason why he was in that position, not because he had the COVID vaccine.
Just bear with me, and because we've actually got Nikki. Well, she's on the phone, isn't she? Just bear with me.
Yes, hello, Prime Minister Boris. It's Nicki Minaj. I was just calling to tell you that I thought you were so amazing on the news this morning. And I'm actually British. I was born there. I went to university there. I went to Oxford. I went to school with Margaret Thatcher.
What is she on about?
Many nice things about you. I'd love to send you my portfolio of my work, since you don't know much about me. I'm a big, big star in the United States.
Oh, turn it off. Go away. Why is it Americans always think we talk like that? You know what? I want a cup of tea. We don't talk like that. We have more accents than you do. She's just stupid. It's ridiculous. It's dangerous.
There's a serious note here, by the way. There are some youngsters that will buy into what she said, and they won't want the vaccine because of fear of blown up.
There's too much information. There's too much bad information out on social media platforms. It isn't challenged enough. And also is easily spread. So if someone says something completely ridiculous about a COVID-19 vaccine, that will spread like wildfire. The reply to that says, actually, that's not based on any scientific fact whatsoever, will get absolutely hardly any traction. And that's the danger. And we need people to go and get a vaccine. It's saving thousands of lives around the world, millions of lives around the world. Just go and get your vaccine. Don't listen to celebrities that don't know what they're talking about.
And why on earth a message about someone's scrotum? At the end of the day, shine your balls up real nice, stick them sideways, and stick them where the sun don't shine. Now, menage a trois, off back to the States, and never comment on these shores again. Bye-bye.
The opinions of Damien Lee do not necessarily represent the opinions of Three Men and a Microphone or These Three Media.
Like what you're listening to? Then don't forget to rate and review the podcast wherever you listen. This is Three Men and a Microphone Podcast.
One of the other stories you gave us the option of, Damien, was the Conor McGregor.
Yeah, so one of my favourite celebrities, actual favourite celebrities who are celebrities and know their stuff, is the wonderful Megan Fox for being purely fit. Now, she wore next to nothing at the VMAs. Just a pants and a bra and like some see-through dress. Wonderful. Right. Okay. Now, she's actually dating Machine Gun Kelly, who is quite pale, not very athletic, really. Tattoos and very, very pale, but he's managed to pull Megan.
Do you know who he is?
He's a rapper, isn't he?
Oh, is he? Is that his? Oh, okay. Right. Okay. I'm showing.
Bad Things rapper.
Bad rapper.
Bad Things.
Oh, okay. Not Bad Rapper. Right, okay. Fair enough.
Now, apparently the rumour goes that old McGregor had sent a couple of saucy Instagram messages to old Foxy. Now, being nice, old McGregor was at the VMAs, stuck his hand over to shake old... What's his name again? Oh, okay.
No, he didn't.
Oh, right. You pick up the story then.
No, yeah. Right. Conor McGregor, MMA fighter, mixed martial arts, if you don't know what that is. He's a bit of an idiot. In fact, he's not a bit of an idiot. He's a massive idiot. And, you know, he's not going to come around my house and tell me off for saying that, but he is. He's a proper idiot. He's been in, he's done so many stupid things in his career, and he thinks he is the dog's, you know what. And he's not. He's a little bit of an idiot. In fact, I'll say it again, he's a massive idiot. He decides.
These are the statements of Ian Barstow. These don't record. These actually are not the views of all of the crew here at V3 Media, and especially Darren and Damien, who find McGregor a very scary Irish man, and we appreciate his values. Thank you, Colin.
I appreciate his record in the octagon and his record in the fight ring, but he's an idiot. So he decides to go over to this Machine Gun Kelly. And basically starts off by throwing a drink at them, at this bloke and Megan Fox, and then decides to try and go and have a fight with this person that I don't think they've ever known each other. And there's this brilliant photo of this Machine Gun Kelly, and you've got Conor McGregor, his arm out, throwing a punch or trying to throw a punch. And you've got this bloke just looking at him going, what are you doing? You complete and utter plonker. What are you doing in the middle of this red carpet in front of the world crew? And then someone interviewed Conor McGregor after, and he went, I don't know what you're talking about. Nothing happened. Nothing happened at all. You're in front of the press. There was 1,000 cameras on you, plus all the phones and all the people recording it. You stupid idiot.
They will actually be fighting now at the Palace Theatre in Woolwich. The tickets are on sale now.
People like that just annoy me. He thinks he's the best thing in the world, and he's just a gobby person. You've got a little bit of luck. And yes, he can fight, and no, I'd never meet him in a ring, and no, I wouldn't want to be punched by him, but he's just an idiot.
Let's just put it this way. We're either in Team McGregor, or we're in team. Now, I'm not a tanned guy at all, but we're talking Machine Gun Kelly, who's obviously pulled a worldie.
Yeah, but you don't pick a fight with someone for no reason.
He looks like a ferret.
It doesn't matter.
A little ferret.
Doesn't matter what he looks like. He's just...
Now, what about you, Darren? Idiot. McGregor or Machine Gun Kelly? Where do you sit?
There are two points of view here. Ian doesn't like Connor. And pick a fight with somebody you don't know for no reason. I get that. And then the other story is Damien's disbelief that Machine Gun Kelly can pull Megan Fox.
They are going out. They have been going out for a long time, I think.
Megan Fox is hot.
I wouldn't know. I don't.
And just to end off, Boris has had a reshuffle. Rob's out. And the biggest waste of space walking this planet, Gavin Williamson, I never want to see you again. If my children can't read in the next 10 years, I tell you what, mate, me and you, McGregor.
You know what? Let's go down this road then. So we got rid of Dominic Raab, and now we've got Liz Truss, that person who thinks it's a brilliant fact that we've got a trade deal with some little country which is going to give us 0.0001% of GDP.
Dominic Raab's had a promotion to 3 more jobs, incidentally.
Yes, Deputy Prime Minister.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a rumour now we're going to have an early election. I think that's been a bit of a controversial show this week. We've had some forthright opinions on certain things. Hope you've enjoyed it. Thanks so much for listening. If you want to find out more, head over to threemenandamicrophone.co.uk. Find us on all of the social media apps, Three Men and a Microphone. And follow us on there, follow the podcast, share the podcast. If you're a regular listener or a new listener, share it with a friend and just say, I think you're going to enjoy this. If you want to listen and have a laugh, have a bit of an entertainment at the start of the week or whenever you listen to us, then share the podcast with your friends and get them listening as well and join the family. Thank you, Darren.
Thank you, everybody, for listening, sharing, downloading and all that kind of stuff. It's been a fun one, a controversial one, and I look forward to the reaction.
And I look forward. I love watching you, Darren, when we're doing these things, because your professional radio head is going, what are you doing? You can't say things like that. This is a radio program. You're broadcasting live.
That is very true. So for the benefit of Ofcom and everybody else,
Ofcom doesn't cover podcasts.
V3 Media is Ian Barstow, Damien Lee, and Carl Vickers.
Who? Damien, thank you.
Dear points of view.
Dear Anne Robinson on Points of View.
Wow. Do you know what? We've covered a lot tonight. It started off with weeing in a sink and we ended off talking about absolute plonkers. If you enjoyed it, there's more of this every week when these middle-aged mates do this every single week. Download us, listen to us, because it's a bloody good show.
Thank you so much for listening. See you again next week. Listen back if this is the first time you've listened to the other shows as well. You'll enjoy them. Until next time, look after yourselves. Three Men and a Microphone has been a These Three Media production. Goodbye.
Darren's mum on the podcast.
Oh, yes.